Turn your tax refund into new tile at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Some things never go out of style, like tile from Mohawk. You can count on the durability, easy maintenance, and timeless beauty of tile. We carry a great selection of over 350 ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and glass tiles to choose from. Head into Menards and let our helpful team get you everything you need for your tile project today. Save big money at
Menards. My story takes place in November 2004. I remember that specifically because George W. Bush had just won his second term as the US president that year. I was only around 9 years old at the time. I'm 25 now, yet this memory has always stayed vividly at the forefront of my mind. I can remember it like it was yesterday, and it still makes me so uneasy to think about. I've never spoken about it to anyone until now. It was a regular school day for me. It was the Friday before Thanksgiving break, and our school had given us a whole week off for it. I was particularly excited for that weekend, because my parents were allowing my best friend to stay over for the whole time. Honestly, it's all I could think about that day. I was a pickup student. This meant that for me to leave the school, a relative or guardian had to be on their records with a signature in order to come pick me up. I was too anxious to ride the bus, and I was also much too anxious to walk home alone, despite living in a relatively friendly small town. That day, my grandma was supposed to pick me up from school. Both my parents were working late, so I was going to go to her house, and my mom was going to pick me up there after work. Well, you might be able to tell where this one is going to go. By the time school was out, my grandmother was nowhere to be seen. I waited in the lobby for 30 minutes. By this point, it was empty, besides the janitor mopping the lobby floor. I was getting nervous my grandma had forgotten to pick me up, so I went up to tell the office lady that my ride never showed up. I was a nervous kid, and I didn't know what was happening. Luckily, the lady was very nice. She sat me down in the office and tried calling my grandma for me. No luck. She tried calling my parents, who said Grandma should have been there already. My mom said she'd reminded her this morning, and would try calling her as well. She was at work for a few more hours, and she couldn't come get me yet. It was probably about 4 p.m. at this point. I'd been at school for an extra hour, and I was starting to get pretty scared. I was all alone with the office lady, and I could tell she was quite frustrated. Everyone had long since gone home, but she couldn't get on with her week off because of me. At one point, the janitor walked into the office. It instantly smelled like cigarettes when he walked in. He stared right at me. He was a tall, husky man. Long, greasy brown hair with a bit of a screwed-up face and lopsided nose. That was the first time I had ever seen this man before. I had never seen him round the school at all. Considering the small town I was from, it was quite weird that I didn't recognize him right away. His presence instantly made me nervous. I'll never forget what he looked like. He struck up a casual conversation with the office lady. I remember this part very clearly. He asked her what she was still doing here. She told him and then nodded in my direction. He looked at me intently and sat down next to me. I can still smell the scent of cigarettes to this day. "Hey, kid. I bet you're excited about Thanksgiving break. I bet you're excited for family time. Me too. Hey, listen, your grandma's place is on the way to my house. I know her and your grandpa too, and I'd love to give you a ride over there. I know right where it is." He smiled at me and continued, "I know it's really scary to feel lost, but I'd love to help you out." I looked over to the office lady. She looked gleeful that she wouldn't have to wait another hour with me for my mom to get there. She piped up, "Why, that would be great. My husband is waiting for me to go home right about now." The man stood up and said, "Great." Without my permission, he grabbed my hand, pulled me out of my seat, and said, "Let's get going then. Grandma must be quite worried about you." And I shivered. I thought about what he'd said. He had said he knew my grandpa too. But I didn't have a grandpa. He had passed long before I was born, and divorced my grandma many years before that. I sat down and shook my head without saying anything. He looked at me blankly, and the office lady looked quite disappointed. The janitor walked out without saying anything further. 5 p.m. rolled around and my mom finally showed up to get me. Turns out my grandma had forgotten to set an alarm and was sound asleep the whole time. When I went to my mom's car, I saw him again in the desolate staff parking lot, smoking a cig. He looked in our direction, hopped in his truck, and drove off. The thing that gives me shivers to this day is, he didn't drive anywhere close to my grandma's house. Instead, he took a left out of the school, which would have taken you out of town and towards the city. The complete opposite direction of where he said he was going. I never saw him at school again, and I had never seen him before that either. I've cried thinking over this many times. I remember I had nightmares for years where the office lady made me go with him just so she could go home sooner. I attribute this to my development of anxiety and paranoia later in life. When this took place, I was 22, and I'm only 5'1", so I'm not very intimidating at all. I used to work as a kindergarten teacher, and I would meet parents and other family members all the time. I've made extremely good relationships with all my students, and good impressions on their caretakers as well. One day, about a month late, we got a new transfer student from another school, all the way on the other side of town. Right off the bat, I immediately hated his dad. He was creepy, and would always look at me with that certain look. I brushed it off at first, because I've had male caretakers hit on me before, since I was single at the time. The child was just weird. He would bully kids in the weirdest of ways. He would tell the kids that he wanted to cut off their fingers and eat them like corn dogs. I had a conference with the dad and child after school. He didn't seem angry or uncomfortable like I would assume most parents to be. He had a small smile, as if he was trying to hide away how proud he was. He never took his eyes off my mouth. Honestly, it made me extremely uncomfortable. We finished the conference and agreed he would have no recess for a week. The months went by and I had gotten a boyfriend. We were walking in an outdoor shopping mall on a date when suddenly I felt someone watching us, like I felt eyes burning into the back of my head. We walked inside a furniture store. My boyfriend looked really uncomfortable. "There's a man that's been following us. Let's go," he whispered to me. I don't say anything, but he knew I agreed. We walked out of the store, and he wrapped his arm around my hip. "Miss K," I heard from behind me. I turned, and it was the child and his dad. "We saw you walking, and we thought we'd come say hi," he smirked. He looked at my boyfriend and glared at him. He was 6'3" and had the build of a Viking, but extremely fit. He had the beard and all. He could be considered extremely intimidating, but honestly, he's just one big teddy bear. Now, let's call him John. "This is John, my husband," I smiled. I lied because I knew if guys hear the word husband, sometimes they back off. The dad seemed very put off by this, like he was going to try and attack him. We awkwardly talked for a moment and drove home. Fast forward 4 years, and John and I really did get married. We moved to a new home. It had many windows and was extremely gorgeous. We had put metal stoppers on the windows because we don't trust people, even though we were in a very nice neighborhood. John and I were spring cleaning one day when suddenly it felt like someone was watching me. John was next to me washing the top of the fridge. I instinctively looked out the window to barely see a car cross the street. I asked John if he knew who it could be. He said no, and closed the blinds since he was also creeped out by it. That night we were falling asleep on the couch, and in the living room we had two extremely large windows that faced the backyard. John had fallen asleep. I was still watching when I heard weird metallic tapping on the glass. I played it off and used my peripherals to look out the window. I caught a glimpse of a shadow passing by, and immediately I woke up John. I told him someone was at the window, and thank God for my great taste in men. he used to be a police officer, and that even now was a firefighter. We keep a crowbar next to the front door and a metal bat behind the couch. He grabbed the bat and handed it over to me. He walked around to the dining room, and under the table was a gun he kept for emergencies. I called 911. I heard John run out the front door and quickly say, "You bastard, I have a gun, and I have no problem shooting you." He yelled it out as loud as he could, since it was 1:15 in the morning and he couldn't get the license plate because of the darkness. We filed the report. The cops who came knew John, and they said they would have someone patrol the house for a week or so. I fast forward again to a month-ish later. We were in bed, and I happened to need to pee at around 3 in the morning. I came out from the bathroom. I felt someone grab a hold of my face. I had no fighting experience, so I didn't know how to defend myself at all. The bathroom door swings in, and there's a towel bar behind it when the door hits it. It's super loud. I slam my arm against the door, and John is a very light sleeper, so I was hoping he would hear it and wake up. I felt really drowsy, and felt the person trying to drag me away. I woke up in the hospital later, and saw John in the chair next to me. I asked him what had happened, and he said he grabbed the metal pipe from under the bed, and it attacked the man. He managed to shatter his jaw and broke both of his knees. When the man was unconscious, John turned on the lights to see it was the same dad from all those years ago. He called the police, and I found out that I'm apparently mildly allergic to chloroform. And to this day, we have no idea how he got into our house. The front and back doors have glass doors, so we lock the glass and the main doors before going to bed. We never open the windows farther than the guards, and there are screens on the windows as well. There was no sign of forced entry, and no fingerprints anywhere from the guy. Now I'm putting my doctorates to good use, and teaching university students. They're much more tolerable, and I feel safer since the university is a few blocks down from the fire station. To that kid, I hope you grow out of the weird, sadistic phase. And to the dad, I hope you rot in jail, and that we never meet again.
I've been working at a clothing store in the mall for about 5 weeks. I was your typical high school graduate who wasn't sure if they wanted to go to college or not. I was just kind of working because I didn't really have anything else to do. A little background on me. I'm a pretty large guy. I'm 6 feet tall and I'm not some kind of gym freak, but I do consider myself more fit than most. I probably work out 3 or 4 times a week, and this has honestly been really cool, kind of being seen as the tough guy, I suppose. The day this happened, there were a lot more people than usual. I remember there being customers everywhere, and it just felt like there was no ending the day. I remember me and my coworkers rushing around and having this feeling of, wow, we don't have enough staff for this. It eventually slowed down as the day came to an end, and it was always nice because you kind of get a cool down. That is, if you work the entire day like I do. This happened during that slow. When it was somewhere between the late afternoon and night, probably had to have been about 6 or 7, the sun was still out, seeing as it was still summertime. A man, who was even taller than I was, walked into the store, and from the second he stepped foot on the premises, I knew that he had bad intentions. His body language was sending out a lot of freaky signals, and I started getting ready for some kind of confrontation. As much as I hated these kind of things, I knew that everyone was going to look at me to save the day, considering most of my other coworkers were female, and the only other guy was kind of small. The ominous man that had walked into the store was wearing a black sweatshirt and a dark pair of jeans. I at least remember that much. He walked over one of the clothing racks and literally threw it to the floor. Everyone in the store turned and looked at him, and he just kind of stood there for a second. I yelled and started walking over to him, and I saw him reach into his pocket. I'm not sure what kind of pistol he pulled out. I just remember him firing at me multiple times. I looked out and was only hit once in the arm, at least at first. I managed to get behind the register area to take cover. For some reason, he believed that he could fire through the counter, and so he tried. But the bullets started ricocheting. A couple of them hit some of the other co-workers, and they were all desperately trying to find cover, and one of them even ran away from the scene entirely. I knew this was going to be a bad situation because I remember having a conversation with one of the mall cops one time. They weren't allowed to carry guns, so if someone managed to get a gun inside of the mall and started opening fire, we were all going to have to wait for the actual police to show up. I knew the next 15 to 30 minutes was going to determine if I lived or not. I stayed behind the counter for as long as I could, but I heard him coming towards me, my heart pounding in my chest faster than I'd ever felt it before. I was mortified, terrified that I was about to die. And for no good reason at that, some random guy with a gun decides to shoot up a clothing store in a mall. A few minutes have gone by and he hadn't fired another bullet. I wasn't sure if he had been reloading or if he ran out of bullets or maybe he was saving a few. I had no idea how many he had in a clip. I just remember the sound of footsteps running towards my direction. I knew he was coming my way and I wasn't sure what I was even capable of doing at that point. My fight or flight response kicked in and I figured the best chance I had was waiting for him to get on this other side of the counter where he could see me, and then I was going to have to tackle him. I knew that wasn't the best option, but I'm not sure what the other options I had. For some reason he jumped over the counter. He landed right next to me and this was perfect for me. He was close enough that we could get into a scuffle now and maybe I had a chance of surviving this. I remember grabbing his leg and bringing him to the floor. He kicked me in the head, and man, that hurt. Almost knocked me out altogether, but I managed to keep going, probably only because of the adrenaline my body was releasing. Once I got him onto the floor, I saw that he had dropped his gun. Considering the fact that he hadn't fired, I figured that he had been out of ammo and too hyped up to reload in the middle of a shooting. We fought on the floor for a good few minutes before someone else decided to join. I don't know why no one else joined sooner. I really could have used the help. It was just me and this deranged, psychotic killer fighting on the floor of this mall for a good while. He wasn't the strongest guy in the world, but I was also fighting with a bullet wound in my arm, so he had an extreme advantage over me. He probably would have killed me with his bare hands had someone else not joined in and helped me. We managed to knock him unconscious, get the gun further away from him, and waited for the police to arrive. I remember this little experience being the talk of the area for many, many weeks. There were quite a few newspaper articles written about it all. I even got interviewed in one of them, and a journalist even called me a hero. And to be honest, nothing made me happier or more sadder in the world to read those words. It was just such a traumatic event. The guy was arrested, prosecuted, and I'm pretty sure he got life in prison. People started treating me like a real hero after this. In all honesty, I kind of felt like one. Sometimes I wonder what would have happened if I had not been there to take that guy on. There was no way any of my coworkers would have been able to fight with this guy, and if he had complete control of the situation, he could have taken a hostage or done something much worse. The bullet was removed from my arm, and unfortunately it did shatter a part of my humerus. I'm still recovering from that. But ever since this experience, I haven't viewed my physical strength as something that makes me cool or better than anyone. I view it as a way that I can protect people. I think this may have been the experience I needed because I think I might want to become a police officer after all this is said and done.
Dream big and save big on your next backyard project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our Crescent Edgers on sale now through April 12th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.